Good morning.
What are things like out there right now?
Oh, hang on. I'm sorry. Hang on just
yes.
a second.
Just to give you an idea how busy things are.
Sorry.
That's
okay.
Okay,
go ahead.
How are things out there right now?
Well, conditions are, the roads are very icy and snow-packed and are very treacherous, and we're advising people, if you don't have to travel, please stay at home today. Overnight, it was fairly quiet as most people did heed the warnings and were not traveling, but we imagine the more people later today will be on the roads, and again, people need to take extra time. Make sure you have a disaster supply kit in your car in case you should get stuck, and then it should be a sleeping bag and non-perishable food, and make sure you have a cell phone as well. So again, the roads are very treacherous, and we're just asking people to please stay home if you don't have to travel.
They're really that bad. There's no point in going out if you don't absolutely have to.
If you don't absolutely have to, please stay home. Crews are doing the best job they possibly can in plowing and trying to keep up with the snow, but this storm isn't over with yet. It's going to continue at least through mid-afternoon, and then with the strong blowing winds, it's causing blowing and drifting snow and some more problems. And you know, with the ice and the heavy snow, basically across most of the state, it's best, if you don't have to travel, please stay home.
Are some spots more treacherous than others?
You know, it's just pretty much widespread. You know, there at certain times there may be other areas. We're hearing a few more accidents or cars in ditches, but really all over the state we're hearing of, you know, a few cars in ditches and some accidents. Unfortunately, there have been no fatalities as of yet. We hope there aren't any. But again, people just need to take time.
We've heard about very heavy snow in the Fox Valley and a lot of slide-offs around Black River Falls. Is that right?
That's true, and we also have some heavy snow in Columbia County, at least 10 inches, and Sheboygan County, 7 inches. So, and I'm hearing some slide-offs in Dane County and Rock County as well. So, again, the interstates and especially, you know, the back roads as well, they're very icy and snow-packed, and crews are doing the best job they possibly can. But if you don't have to travel, please stay home.
This harkens back to that incident last winter when we had that big backup between Madison and Janesville. Several people were stranded in their cars for many, many hours. What has been done to make sure that nothing like that happens today?
Well, we can't prevent backups, but we can, you know, work to mitigate the response even quicker. That's the reason why we have our State Emergency Operations Center open, and we have several agencies such as State Patrol, Department of Highways, Highway Safety in here, and even the National Weather Service, we have meteorologists in here. So again, that's the reason why if you do have to travel, it's important that you take appropriate items in your vehicle as well in case you do get stuck. Hopefully, you know, we won't have that type of situation. We are quicker to respond, but again, especially if you're traveling in some back roads, road conditions are very treacherous.
And you'll be able to respond more quickly this time.
Be able to respond more quickly.
Very good. Lori Getter, thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you. Stay safe.